Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. March is Ag Tag Month across the state, when folks who qualify for and have obtained those unique farm license plates for their vehicles need to renew. And at this renewal time, State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles has a reminder.
Farmers have the ability to make a voluntary $10 donation to invest in the future of farmers, agribusiness leaders, and policymakers in Kentucky, because when they donate that $10, when they renew their Ag Tag license plates, that money goes back to their home county, as well as the state organizations of 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud.
The department works closely with those groups and with county clerks to educate them about the Ag Tag effort and its goals.
We're doing everything we can on our end to promote the program. It's an easy sell, and sometimes just a small gesture by a deputy clerk or county clerk to a farmer saying, would you like to invest in the future in agriculture, usually changes that person's mind, and they'll make that donation.
One part of that is a custom promotion poster that the department works up for use in county clerk's offices.
This year, we thought we'd go with the Triple Crown of Kentucky agriculture. We had American Faro, the Triple Crown winner, in the picture with us, and so hopefully that poster will be hanging in prominent locations in every county clerk's office across Kentucky.
More on this month's Ag Tag renewals in a minute. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by soybean farmers through their Kentucky Soybean Checkoff.
Donation revenues from KDA's Ag Tag program, says Ag Commissioner Quarles, have been growing.
In 2016, we raised more money than ever, just over $550,000. When you split that out three ways, we were able to give both 4-H and FFA each a check for $184,000.
From 2015 to 16, that was just over a 2% growth rate, and he'd sure like to see that trend increase. It does have a local impact for the counties that get into it.
Half of that money that's collected goes back to those individual counties, and so if a farmer or a farm family really cares about supporting their local 4-H and FFA chapters, renewing not just one farm tag on their beat-up farm truck, but renewing all the farm tags on their farm equipment goes a long way.
And our thanks to all the farm tag owners who will support 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud through their donation. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.